Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Conference tournaments are tipping off, bubble teams are making their final push, while the top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders and Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker will be along shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, it is a big week, Penn State football. It's the offseason, but we got all kinds of news going on. Bob, going to start with you. Dwight Gault met the media this week. And by the way, everybody is spectacular.
That is correct. He might be the most positive. He might be more, a little bit more positive than James Franklin when it comes to talking about Penn State. But he's been with James for a long time. He's done some great work. Well known for how the Lions do at the Combine. He actually talked about Penn State's Pro Day, which is the 25th. He's excited about that, and Jason Oway and Micah Parsons. But I think the fans want to know about the current team. A couple of interesting tidbits. He said half the team doesn't know what spring practice is because of, they haven't really had one since 2019. That was weird for him. He also said they've been off for 37 days, dating back to Penn State's season-ending win over Illinois in mid-December. That's when they started winter workouts on the 22nd of January. I got some notes on the D-line, the quarterbacks, the grad transfers. But I'm going to start with this because I've done my share of butchering player names. I'm still mastering Smith-Vilbert. I got that one right today. But so we've been, at least I've been mispronouncing the true freshman quarterback's last name. Dwight Gault made it a point to say his last name is pronounced Vayor, not Vayu, believe it or not. He said it's Christian Vayor, unless he's having fun with me. So that's one thing to note. I wanted to ask him, guys, about the defensive line because they're really replacing a lot of good guys and a depth guy. And, you know, every Dwight Gault winter press conference, there's always one guy he mentions. You never know what the position's going to be. But it's kind of his sleeper, watch out for him guy. So he praised P.J. Mustafa. He talked about Adisa Isaac and some other guys. But the guy that he is most excited about is Nick Tarburton, who was part of Micah's class, entered Penn State as a linebacker. They converted him to defensive end. And he said he's dealt with some injury issues that have held him back. I think he said it was back and hip issues. But he said right now, he's never looked better. He really thinks he's going to be part of the rotation. They're going to need rotational defensive ends. And just one other note for me, two other notes for me that stood out. He went out of his way to praise Mike Yurcich and what he's already done in the quarterback room, which is weird because, you know, he really hasn't, supposedly, he's not supposed to be doing a lot right now. But apparently Mike Yurcich is the apple of the coaching staff's eye. The two defensive line transfers, grad transfers, Derek Tangelo from Duke, Arnold Epikiti from Temple. He praised their athletic ability, but he said they don't really have a strength and conditioning coach program at Duke or Temple that's quite like Penn State's. So they've been kept playing catch up a little while to kind of get used to the way Penn State does it. He did say Tangelo has come on strong in the last couple of weeks. He said Arnold Epikiti has gained 7 pounds since getting to Penn State, but he said he was a little bit undersized when he got here. So those are my updates.
I did listen in on it, Bob, and it was interesting. I think you hit most of the notes. For those of us who like numbers, though, I just wrote one number down that meant something to me. Sean Clifford benches 350.
I don't know how that's going to translate to production, but it's good to know that he's one of the stronger players on the team.
Exactly. I'm not sure, and I would imagine that kind of strength. He talked about trying to keep Sean Clifford from being banged up. I imagine that kind of strength kind of helps in that regard. All right, let's move on to some of the other news. Spring practice will be starting this coming week. Andy, anything special you're looking for?
In terms of all of spring practice, and Dwight Gaul already did, I'm looking at defensive line, defensive line, defensive line. Whenever they're talking about what's going on with the defense or who they're looking at, I'm looking for defensive line tidbits. It is my off-season position to follow from A to Z. Wide receiver was my off-season position last year. I will be following anything related to spring practice and what's going on with the Nittany Lions. What am I paying attention to most? Defensive line.
How about you, Bob?
You know, I think that's a really good it's a really good nomination. Honestly, I'm still a little bit concerned about Andy's 2020 storyline, the wideouts. I think that Penn State is clearly top-heavy in a good way at the position with Jahan Dotson coming back and Parker Washington. But, I mean, at some point, they got to develop a third or fourth wideout that's going to scare the defense, especially with Pat Freiermuth no longer there. I know they like their young tight ends, but I think a guy like Keandre Lambert-Smith is a guy that I definitely will have my eye on this year. They played him a lot. James talked him up a lot, but they need a third receiver that can stick out there that's going to scare the defense. And I just when I look up and down the roster behind those guys, I don't know that there's anyone that jumps out. I'm a little bit eager. It's not spring, but whenever or if Lonnie White ever gets to Penn State. I know he's got some baseball talent as well. He's a guy that we'll be talking about in the summer. But right now, I just think I want to hear something about the wideout group, and I want to hear a name besides, you know, Jahan and Parker, because I just think that was really something that was lacking in the offense last year.
Bob, you're doing some foreshadowing then. We are going to hit this topic, aren't we, in quarter number four to your 21 for 2021 season. Let's get back to the more recent news. And this is one that I think will hit fans, Andy. We heard from Sandy Barber this week, and it gives the impression she's really aiming for fans in the stands come the fall. But we didn't hear much about a blue-white game. What do you think? Are we even going to see a blue-white game?
If James Franklin has any say in it, you're absolutely not going to see a blue-white game. With the state of the vaccine and the pandemic, I think James will be quietly encouraging Sandy Barber to bypass that for 2021 and reassess it for 2022. So I would say the expectation is James kind of made it clear that it was just another practice where you could come in and watch. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to be able to come in and watch this year. It's just going to be one of the practices that they can have. So I would say no. I would say no to a blue-white game. I would be surprised if they even tried it. Television might have an influence. Does the Big Ten Network have any influence in terms of broadcasting and showing that? And do they have to go through the motions with the empty stadium? Maybe. But other than that, I would say no.
I get the feeling if James Franklin has a say, you're right, Andy. It won't
happen. No.
I think he just needs a reason not to.
He'd have been done after 2018.
Bob, we got another new hire into the Penn State staff. An old Penn Stater, Alan Zamaitis, was hired as an assistant recruiting coordinator. Andy, sorry to say it, but it's another Penn Stater coming back. What do you think, Bob?
When I think of Alan Zamaitis, boy, that Jimmy, I think you're probably the same way. I immediately just go back to that 2005 team. He was a captain on that team. I think it was Michael Robinson, Alan, and I believe it was Paul Posluszny were the three captains. He was a really, really good player. at Penn State, a big corner, a zone corner. I really thought he had a chance to play in the NFL. I think he had a shoulder injury. I believe the Tampa Bay Bucks drafted him. I think
in the fourth round.
It just didn't work out for him. Heck of a player. I don't know much about him as far as a coach, but I will tell you guys, if James Franklin hired him to be on that side of it, I think they must be pretty impressed with his ability to maybe to connect with kids and to recruit, because that's what it's all about. And I like it when the players come back. And I don't think James would bring back a member of the 2005 team to fail. I think he must feel really good about bringing him in, and I'm anxious to see what kind of inroads he can make as far as Penn State's recruiting program.
And I'll let you add to it, Andy, but first, my one memory, Bob, is he liked to hit people too.
Yes.
So that was a big part of his game. You wanted to say something about it, Andy?
Just real quick, he has been coaching at Susquehanna University for a Division III school, but it's more what he's done in his recruiting areas for Susquehanna that caught the attention of James and you know, Kenny Sanders, who's running the recruiting circles, that he's done really well. I know he's done well in Central PA because the Harrisburg area was one of his responsibilities for Susquehanna, and he's been doing an outstanding job of getting what I would consider Division II, maybe 1AA kids, a few of them to go to Susquehanna, even out of this area.
And one last final note, Bob. Our buddy Lance Dixon has found a new home at West Virginia.
Surprise.
Yeah, that's not surprise. I remember, I don't know the defense that West Virginia runs now, but for a long time they ran that hybrid defense. It was like a 3-3-5. And so they kind of had, a lot of defensive backs on the field, and we've talked about this. I just don't know that Lance was big enough to be an every down linebacker in the Big Ten. He was, to me, always a hybrid player, maybe a little bit more athletic version of Koa Farmer, and maybe that is a better fit for Lance, because I think he was going to struggle to gain weight, to hold it on. He was always around 210 and 215. I'm curious to see if they use him as more of a true hybrid, because I just think that you don't want your outside linebackers in the Big Ten struggling, you know, to weigh 210 pounds.
Okay, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around. We bring Ross in for Tucker's Tape next.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the college basketball action. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.